Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
You should know by now that it is Learn to Swim Week. It all kicked off on the Saturday tools, and this is something that we really enjoy creating awareness about because we think that it is so important. I mean, that's just a throwaway comment, but we know how important it is here in Australia.
Yeah, it really is. So yesterday you shared with everyone the kind of background story, which we never really got into, with why you never learn how to swim at the end, you're 35 years of age now, and you went for your first lesson.
Did at Coffs Aquatic Centre with Danny, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to break barriers. It doesn't matter whether you're 35. It doesn't matter whether you're under 5. You really need to learn how to swim and the importance of the safety factor. And right now, we are chatting to swimming royalty. I mean, he's coached some of the greats. We know that, Tracy Wickham and Duncan Armstrong. But I think more importantly, he's a champion for the safety and the learning of swimming for kids. And Laurie Lawrence, good morning, mate. Thanks for joining us.
No, it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure.
And we know the time that you give to a week like this. You are such a champion for it. You've coached Olympic gold medalists. What's more important to you?
You'd give up Olympic gold medals to save a kid's life, wouldn't you?
I think so too.
Absolutely.
You'd give up Olympic gold medals to save a kid's life, yeah. No, it's fantastic. And I'm a great believer in teaching kids at an early age. Unfortunately, last year, 29 little children under the age of 5 drown. So this is a horrific figure and something we've got to do something about. We've got to do something about it. And this Learn to Swim Week is one way of putting it front of mind for people all around the country.
So for you, in what you've done, what would you say is one of the main factors that comes into play when it comes to kids not learning how to swim?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of factors. One is probably people these days are time poor, so they don't find the time to get their kids to swimming lessons because two people are working to pay off mortgages, etc. Economics come into it once again. You know, it's financially difficult, but I don't see that as a real issue because people can still buy a packet of cigarettes or a carton of beer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't place that on a kid's life. There's also grandparents around that you can put the hit on and say, look, Christmas present, we want swimming lessons for your grandson or granddaughter, and we want you to take them to the pool for us and have that beautiful bonding experience for a full half hour, one-on-one with your grandchild. There's ways around it, you know.
Yeah, there is. You talked about the horrific stats that you just mentioned. If there's, you know, you've got parents in the car right now, it's the first week of the school holidays for a lot of Australians. What tips do you give?
Well, for the kids under 5, of course, it's kids alive to the 5. Mm-hmm. It's fence the pool, shut the gate.
Yep.
Teach your kids to swim at scrape. Supervise, watch your mate, and learn how to resuscitate. Those 5, it's not kids alive to the 1. But for me, being a swimming coach and a swimming teacher, swimming lessons are so vitally important. That's why I champion it. And particularly after the fact that a friend of mine, Professor Robin Jorgensen, did a longitudinal study on infant aquatics to show that kids who have lessons early, it builds their social, emotional, physical, intellectual capital. So they're smarter and better coordinated. Now, if you add that to health and safety, it's a no-brainer to get your kids taught to swim at an early age.
Yes.
So that's why I champion it.
No.
And that's why the Learn to Swim process, that's why Learn to Swim Week is on. And hopefully we can save some little lives this year and cut those drowning stats from 29.
Well, we're really getting amongst it. As we said to you earlier, Joel at the age of 35 is really taking it in his stride this week to learn how to swim. And we heard from you a story of you teaching someone who was 80 years old how to swim.
Yeah, 80 years old at the Dribbrook Pool in Townsville when I was a young coach just first starting out. This 80-year-old said, I want to learn to swim, 80-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I said, fantastic. She said, I refuse to wear bikinis. I said, fair enough, I don't want to see you wear bikinis. But she came out in the old-fashioned togs and a cap with the flower on the side.
Bless.
She was just beautiful. And, mate, I was so impressed when I asked this young lady, go underwater, hold your breath, go underwater. She said, do I hold my nose? I said, no, just go down, open your eyes and look around.
Yeah.
And the look on her face when she went underwater for the first time, I mean, stayed with me forever. It's just fantastic. And this is what little kids all around Australia... And I hope you didn't hold your nose yesterday, Joel, when you went underwater.
No, mate, no. I didn't. But look, there was a lot of anxiety. You know, my chest was very tight. That was the first time I most probably learnt how to swim in my entire life, because you mentioned some parents don't have the time. I mentioned yesterday my father was a single parent with three kids in private school. No excuse, but I always found a way to get out of it. And then he didn't have the time to stay on to the teachers at school to teach me how to swim. So, you know, I know that there could be some single parents out there that could relate to it. He feels shocking about it. It's not about putting him under the bus, but I think, yeah, look, it doesn't matter how old you are, but please, yeah, do it young, because I don't want anyone to have to go through what I did yesterday. It's uncomfortable, but I know that we'll overcome it.
Well, of course you will, mate.
Yeah.
How often are you going?
Well, we just kicked it off yesterday, and then we're going to go to our local Coffs Aquatic Centre again this week. So we're going to stay on to it. It's not a radio fad. It's not something that we're just doing for radio for the sake of it. We're doing it because it's important. Tools worries about me here in Coffs Harbour at the beach, just like she would for anyone. And here in Australia, it must be a given. We must teach the young kids at a young age to get out there.
Yeah, but the key for you, honestly,
yes,
the more you get in the water, the better you will get.
Yeah.
So it's the same. It's like the kids. If you want to teach a kid to swim, you need to water it.
Yeah.
Just like making a flower grow, you need to water it. So the more you take a child into the water, the better they will get.
Yeah.
They become more comfortable. They become, you know, they learn to float. They start to imitate others. They explore the water. And honestly, the more you get down to the water, the more comfortable you will be too, mate. So I'd try to get down there every day after work. And not for a lesson, but just for a play and a submerge and a float and that sort of stuff.
We will make sure that happens. Laurie Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us this week for Learn to Swim Week. There is heaps of info at kidsalive.com.au, and good work for you. Good on you for doing what you do. You're doing a really great thing.
We do have an app this year, a new app to try to prevent drowning as well. It's the Kids Alive Do the Five app with books, cartoons, songs.
Things that they can connect
to. Hours of enjoyment for the kids and the parents. So if you haven't got the app yet, download it.
We really appreciate it, and we don't say it lightly, mate. You're an Australian legend. I know that you'll never think about that of yourself, but thanks for your time this morning, Laurie Lawrence, and keep on doing all the good work for Learn to Swim Week.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Get up with Joel and Jules for the Holy Moly 750 feeds.